I've recently rewatched the Blu-ray of Casino Royale, and this time around I watched it with the director's and producer's commentary. And this is obviously the more recent Daniel Craig version of James Bond, not the Woody Allen Peter Sellers version of Casino Royale. And there's a picture-in-picture director-producer's commentary, which I'm not actually sure it adds anything having the picture-in-picture feature. I mean, they just sort of sat there side on to the camera. It's not like they were holding up any props or showing any vision. It was just the two of them sitting there. So, although I guess it was good to see their reaction, facial reactions, I guess. But one of the things about, I mean, this applies to so many areas of filmmaking, I guess. But one of the things about visual effects is they're at their best when you have no idea you're looking at a visual effect. Now, I saw Casino Royale two or three times in the cinema. I've seen it several times, both on DVD and Blu-ray. And obviously, there are scenes where you know what you're looking at is a visual effect, not because it was done poorly, but just because of what you're looking at. When you see, an explosion engulf someone with debris and stuff like that, you think, well, okay, that's either special effect on set, and probably combined with visual effects in post-production, even though you can't actually fault the effect itself. But they were obviously, as they were going through the film, talking about various different scenes in the film. And there's a scene in Casino Royale where the Vespa, the female character, is found by James Bond in sitting in the shower, upset because she's just seen Bond kill two people who were trying to kill them. But still, she's a bit upset having seen that. She's sort of sitting in the shower, crying away, and Bond comes and comforts her. And he does something which I remember the first time I saw it, actually every time I see it, strikes me as a little weird. He sort of gently sort of grabs her hand, and rather than kissing it, he licks one of her fingers, and then licks another one of her fingers. And, it was a little weird, but it kind of worked. But during the commentary, the filmmakers revealed that actually he went on to lick, all four of her fingers. I'm not sure if they meant all four at once or just continued on to lick two more, making a total of four. And that in test audiences, people, particularly women, found that a little weird, a little creepy. The thing is, they'd shot it in one take, one shot, and they couldn't cut away. And so the director handed it to his visual effects people and said, "Can you make it so that he only licks two fingers instead of four? In other words, just the first two, and cut out the rest." Now that was an enormous ask because it's all one shot and sort of a medium close-up to close-up, sitting in the rain behind rain-speckled glass in the shower recess. Now, for me, that's the ultimate example of a visual effect. I've seen that film several times. I sort of pride myself a bit on being able to spot visual effects. I had no idea that it was an effect shot. Once they told me that there was an effect shot somewhere there, of course I immediately rewound and looked again, and yes, you can see it. There's a small sort of morph transition on the side of Daniel Craig's head, and something slightly odd happening to the tips of her fingers when they do the dissolve from one part of the shot to another. But it's bloody good, and it reinforces this idea that the best visual effects shots, and this is what the director and producer were talking about, the best visual effects shots are the ones where the audience is completely unaware that they're there, completely invisible. And there are so many jobs like that, both outside the film industry, in terms of, police and security, but also inside the film industry, where the irony is you're only doing your job well if no one knows you're doing your job. People would have come out of that cinema completely, as I did, completely unaware that there was any visual effects work on that shot. It looked like a completely natural shot. I mean, I've had the DVD and Blu-ray for a while now, and I finally got around to watching the commentaries. It reminds me why watching the commentaries or listening to the commentaries is such a good idea. I usually learn something new every time.